Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. A while back, a friend of mine on Facebook asked a question about Robert Kneeland.
Okay.
Who was Robert Kneeland, or not who was Robert Kneeland, but was Robert Kneeland from Greenville? And that got me looking into it because Bob Kneeland was the head football coach at the University of Tennessee. But that really doesn't begin to tell the whole story, big as that might be in and of itself, of Bob Kneeland. And I don't want to do all the talking here because you're the historical commission person, but that is the subject of our conversation here.
Right.
Robert Bob Kneeland, who was from Greenville.
He was from Greenville. His father was Robert Reese Kneeland, and he was Robert R. Kneeland Jr. His father was an attorney. His brother would become an attorney. His grandfather was an attorney. And they lived in Greenville. I think Bob Kneeland was born on Stonewall Street, south of the courthouse, but within walking distance so that his father could walk to the courthouse or to his law office. He was born in 1892, graduated from high school there in Greenville. One of the largest classes, early classes, and one of the first that had men in it, boys in it. Because males, until 1900 or so, did not graduate from high school.
Really?
They went to work in the fields.
I'll be darned.
So he, then after high school graduation, he went over to Burleson. Burleson was developing their athletic program. He played football. He played baseball. Uh-huh. And basketball, I think.
Yeah.
Then he went to A&M. Where he repeated this, and at some point he got into boxing, and then he won a scholarship to West Point, and from then on it was
recommended by Sam Rayburn.
Sam Rayburn, right?
But this Saturday in Knoxville, Tennessee, at the University of Tennessee, 100,000 people will watch the University of Tennessee Volunteers play in Kneeland Stadium.
Wow.
Which is a stadium that he designed himself.
Right.
Trained as an engineer.
So he loved football. He loved engineering. He was a very talented person.
We're talking with Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. We're talking today about Bob Kneeland, who is just a legendary figure in the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
And it's astonishing to me that there's as little recognition of Bob Kneeland in Greenville as there is. There's just basically nothing.
Well, I posted a couple of things about he was a pitcher, and he won 20 straight baseball games and defeated Navy 4 times.
This was at West Point.
And there was an article in the Dallas paper about him, and so I posted it during the summer. And people said, I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
You know, who is this guy? Well, he lived his first 18 years in Greenville.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, a brigadier general in World War II.
Right. He and Chenault, who was born here in Commerce, both were in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. And there was a picture, I think it was in Life magazine, of the two men standing, talking, mm-hmm. as they were getting ready to make a flight over whatever.
I would love to see that. We'll need to see if we can
I'll
locate
have to
that.
Try to find it.
Yeah. 4 national football championships,
right,
at Tennessee. I don't know of a more accomplished person who has ever come out of Hunt County. Than Bob Kneeland, with the possible exception of Audie Murphy. Oh, and by the way, his family, the name Knielandville, the family's property had something to do with the creation of that town, and then Knielandville comes from his family.
I did a biographical sketch of him back 15 years ago, and I couldn't find a copy of it, but I believe. I know the family owned land east of Greenville, mm-hmm. and they negotiated, somehow the Brighams got part of their land and founded Knielandville, which was named in honor mm-hmm. of the family.
You know, this sounds like a Hunt County Historical Commission project,
Oh, it
Carol.
does.
doesn't it?
Yes.
Maybe you and I will get to work on that.
Yes.
Hope so. All right. So we've been talking about the great Bob Neyland from Greenville, and this story will continue at some point. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
You
with
are
us.
Most welcome.
Carol Taylor, we're the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition of your station 88.9 KETR.